May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the sawab of the Yasin Sharif we recited to all the marhumeen, family, friends, or mashayikh, people who have passed away, especially recently. And also, in the barakat of Yasin Sharif, we have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recited durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah accept it. May Allah make it a means of protecting the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Various parts of the world, ummah is suffering. Also, the disasters that are taking place in various parts of the world, the floods, the tornadoes, and all these things that grip us with fear. May Allah ta'ala make it such that all these things move away through the barakat of the Surah Yasin that we have recited. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Sadaqallahul azim. My most respected brothers and elders, and my sisters and mothers sitting at home over the receiver, we have to create a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be very, very strong. And that is why Allah has kept us in this world, so we turn to Him. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in His oneness. We have iman, tasdeeq of the qalb, of the heart, iqrar bil lisan. We become obedient slaves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our goal. Allah is our goal. This ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be a weak ta'alluq. It must be a very strong ta'alluq. And this is the purpose of gathering here, or listening to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or sitting in some waaz, nasihat, some bayan. The purpose is to realize that Allah is my master. Allah is my creator. And every single thing is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen here, these last few days, none of us has any control over the winds that are blowing. Nobody has any control of any tornado that suddenly erupts. Nobody has got control of the rain, the floods. We become completely ajiz, weak, helpless. Then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be all the time. Of course, when disasters come, we should run and rush towards salah. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. Whenever there was any calamity that Rasulullah SAW feared, that some musibah is coming, then he would hasten towards salah. Again, maintaining the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah, turning to Allah, turning to Allah. It was either Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi or one of this very pious predecessors, the sage. When a woman, she had donned her face with parda, hijab, she was veiled, and she came to Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, and she began complaining about her husband, how he was ill-treating her, and he had no time for her, he showed no compassion towards her, he gave her no love whatsoever, never fulfilled her rights. And she was going on. Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi was going to give her some advice and tell her to make sabr, whatever it was, when suddenly, she lifted her parda, her veil. She uncovered her face. And this woman was absolutely beautiful. The stunning beauty she had. Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi collapsed. He fell unconscious. My respected brothers and elders, when he regained his consciousness, people may have thought that because he saw a stunning beauty, he fell unconscious. When he was asked what had happened, he said, this woman was so beautiful, that her husband, what more could he ask for in this world? Despite having such a beautiful wife, he still turned his nigah, his glance to somebody else. Imagine us, Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi addresses himself. He said, us, when we have the creator of all beauty, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given every person beauty. When Allah is malikul mulk, when Allah is the king of all kings, When everything is in His control, He is our goal. And we turn our nigah away from Allah, who is so compassionate, so kind, so generous, who provides and provides and provides for us. Yet we turn our glance away from that beautiful Allah to some other person. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Allah mentions in the Quran, O insan, O man, what has deceived you from your Rabb who is so kareem, so generous? Alladhi khalaqak, the one who created you. Fasawwaka fa'adalak, he fashioned you. He made you in proportionate limbs. He gave you hands which were both equal in size. Your ears are equal in size. Your eyes put in the right place. Beautiful nose, lips, mouth, tongue. He's given you the head in the right position. You have got feet. You've got fingers. Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak, in the most beautiful forms that Allah wished to create you, He constructed you. But oh insan, what has made you, what has put you into the deception? What has deceived you from turning to Allah? In another verse in the Holy Quran, there's plenty verses of this nature. When Allah talks about His qudrat, His oneness, His might, His power, His supremacy, that everything is in His control, the heavens, the earth, the skies, and Allah has created everything in this world. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That is your Rabb, who created everything. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Him, Allah. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Then where are you turning? Oh man, where are you going? My respected brothers and elders, the sum total. If we read the Quran Sharif, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the seerah, we read the books of the Salafi Salihin, their lifestyle, everything. What does it come down to? That we should be loyal servants unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop that ta'alluq with Allah, that strong bond with Allah. It must not be a flimsy, a weak ta'alluq, a weak connection. And we have seen in this world, when your battery is weak, and you cannot even use your cell phone, battery is becoming weak, and then becomes low, and then dead, finished. Our hearts are becoming dead, our hearts are becoming weak, our ta'alluq with Allah is becoming weak. Allah gives us a shake-up. Allah gives us a wake-up call. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, you should mention many times, sometimes you say, see some hurricane, some flood, some disaster. Why is it? So Allah gives us a little bit of a jolt, a little bit of shake, so that we realize that we are slaves, servants, ajiz, helpless. Allah is our Mawla. Allah is the most powerful. And Allah wants us to turn towards Him. Allah does not gain anything in punishing His servants. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop the strong bond. Whether you're a youngster, whether you're in school, varsity, college, whether you're writing examination, whether you're going on holiday, whether you finish your examination, whether you're a businessman, whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, a teacher, you're a molana, you're a hafiz of the Quran, you're an engineer, no matter, you can be a professor, male, female, young, old, we are all the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has placed us into this dunya so that we may have that strong bond and that marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me the marifat of Allah, give you the marifat of Allah. All the time we remind ourselves that I am the makhluq of Allah. Allah is my khaliq, Allah is my raziq, Allah is so beautiful. Allah is the most beautiful Allah, the most kind Allah, the most generous Allah. And that Allah is our goal. That is that Allah we are turning to, we are moving this in His direction. The moment we go off direction, and ghaflat sets in, we forget, we become oblivious, we become so consumed with everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us a wake-up call, a little bit of shake-up. So respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters, all the time, if we sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only when some bala musibat come all the time, Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَعَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَدُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. When musibat comes to him, then he's making long, long du'as and fatihas. But the moment I give him happiness, prosperity, he turns his back to me, he turns away from me. So all the time, not only in exam time, now we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can pass our examination. Not only now, business time, December, and we need, so now we're now making Yes, we turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of difficulty and want. Definitely. But as true loyal servants of Allah, whatever the halat is, fissarra wa dharra. Khushi ke mokke par, gham ke mokke par, whether we have prosperity, whether there is difficulty, all the time, we turn towards Allah. And just as we make sure the cell phone, the battery is full, does not become weak, not become low, we're always connecting. That is how we should be connecting ourselves all the time of Allah, all the time to Allah. Take the name of Allah with sweetness. Ponder, reflect over the greatness of Allah. Each one of us, each one of us. Don't worry about the next person. Each one, we have got a special identification. Who are we? We are the makhluq of Allah. Allah made us human beings, insan. So it's between us and Allah there is a bond. There's a bond between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we see Allah, Allah is listening to us. Allah is hearing us. Allah is seeing us. Allah is watching us. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it. Try it. Go alone at home. In one corner. In solitude. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just once or twice or three times. Take it with the most sweetest manner you can do it. Call out to Allah. Feel that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That bond with Allah. You'll feel the sweetness on your tongue. You'll feel the sweetness in your heart. You're not taking the name of any other person. You're taking the name of your Allah. Be happy about it. Be proud about it. Allah gave you the chance to take His name, His blessed name, His Mubarak name. Enjoy taking His name. Enjoy taking His name. Enjoy making the dhikr of Allah. There is great effect, ta'athir in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, with the dhikr bil lisan, our a'mal, our deeds, has to be in conformance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Imagine you call your beloved in this world with a very sweet way, but you're doing everything to anger your beloved. Doesn't show any logic. We take the name of Allah, we turn to Allah, we submit before Allah. So take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most beautiful way. Ponder over His greatness, His supremacy, His loftiness, His kindness, His shafqat, His muhabbat over us. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. May Allah remove the difficulties, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, wherever, in whichever part of the world. May Allah protect us from the fitnas of the Dajjal. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from all the fitan that are going to take place, are taking place, and each one become worse and worse and worse. May Allah protect us, our children, our grandchildren, our entire dhurriyat and progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal and all those fitnas that will take place before Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad Duru Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ما لغناكم عافر ما ما لخطاكم عافر ما. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. They have become rusted, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, hamare dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah, be it a major sin or minor sin, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Allah, whether we did it while traveling, my Allah, on a journey, my Allah, overseas, my Allah, or whether it was at home, my Allah. Allah, you are well aware of all the sins we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Latif, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub and Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, my Allah. You are Haleem and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Wash away all those sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih servants, my Allah. Make us become loyal servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Give us that serenity in our hearts, that tranquility, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious, my Allah. Make us become righteous, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties the ummah is suffering from, my Allah. In different parts of the world, in Kashmir, in Syria, my Allah. Palestine, Iraq, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, somewhere there's drought, somewhere there's floods, my Allah. Ya Allah, some Muslimana be mazloom, my Allah, in China, my Allah, so many different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when Maut will strike, my Allah. We do not know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for the Akhirat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that shu'ur and understanding, my Allah, that ihsas, my Allah. Give us that tawfiq to make inabat towards you, my Allah, to make rujoo' towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, the males and females, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hidayat now, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of doing good now, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to see all these things in front of us taking place, my Allah? There are so many signs, my Allah. And still we have been so lax, my Allah. Still we are consumed with dunya, my Allah.
Still we are bickering and fighting over dunya, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gandhe hai, ya Allah. Hum nalaiq hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have sent us into this dunya for a purpose, my Allah. Help us to fulfill this purpose, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing those a'mal that will please you, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyam with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, there may be so many people, ya Allah, who have left Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back to deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are going daily, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back to deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them pass away, Allah, on kufr, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, and our mothers and sisters listening at home, and brothers at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah, because there is no other person we can raise our hands to. There is no other person we can beg from, my Allah. There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut al-Iman, maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The hudi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us at the Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Protect us from israf, my Allah. Protect us from all those deeds that will anger you, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us beneficial rains, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allah, let there not be any disaster, my Allah, any nuqsan to our properties, my Allah, to our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, to our cities, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those requested duas, ya Allah, from different parts of the world, my Allah. Accept all the jais, murad, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.